A Vast Horizon by Anna Thomason. Read by Stephanie Racine. And by the power of a word, I begin my life again. I was born to know you, to name you. Liberty. Paul Éluard, Liberty, 1942. Preface. Picnic, 1937. There is certainly another world, but it is in this one. Paul Éluard. A woman tips her head back, laughing. Her dress is peeled to the waist, and a pair of shoes lies discarded beside her. A man's hand wraps around her neck as he moves to kiss her. In one hand, she is clutching what looks like a piece of bread, while her other hand lies inert at her side. This is a private performance. The unseen photographer, two clothed men and a topless woman who are sitting at the other side of the table, make an audience of four. This second woman is grinning, her bare legs outstretched beneath a napkin as she leans back on her arms. The man to the right of her looks on amused, and the man beside him smiles as he turns away and into the light. They're sitting on a blanket on the ground around a makeshift table, resting on striped cushions against tree trunks that act as backrests. The setting is a secluded clearing. Sunlight is streaming down through the trees. The empty plates suggest their lunch is finished, and appetites have shifted. A photograph is inherently, seductively, unknowable. It obscures as much as it reveals. Our instinct is to pick apart the moment, to impose a narrative. And although we can look and invent and think we know what's happening, it will never entirely yield its secrets. I've always been fascinated by this photograph, its sensuality, its enigmatic sophistication. It's as if we've stumbled upon a moment of intimacy in a sun-bathed and seemingly carefree world. Surely this is a spontaneous moment of desire and happiness, of men and women enjoying each other. This group, so at ease and unguarded, seems to invite us to stay and watch, to witness the spectacle. The atmosphere is charged, erotic, playful, an Arcadian idyll. But it's also a complicated image. There's a jarring asymmetry to half-naked women sitting amongst fully clothed men. Are they making themselves objects of desire, offering themselves up for the delectation of the men? Or is this brazen breast-bearing a daring act of rebellion that goes far beyond the immediate company? It could be both. And then again, it could be neither. Merely an expression of complete ease and freedom. 2 years after this photograph was taken, the world would be at war, and the lives of these friends thrown asunder. There lies its narrative. Not in the minutiae of its gestures, but in what it represents, in the world beyond its frame. Set against the turmoil of 1937, the ephemeral moment captured in this photograph becomes an act of defiance, a riposte. It's an image radiating with a shared joy and fierce hope, its subjects vibrantly alive. There's warmth and light and shade, food, friendship, and the promise of conversation. It seems to spring from a world where pleasures supersede ordinary bourgeois cares, a world that's devoid of responsibility and childless, where communality is all. In an age of urgency and action, of political extremes, of nationalism and borders, of brutal racism, a time when contemporary art was dismissed as degenerate and decadent, and women were to be tethered to their children and their hearths, here, an international group of artists, amongst them a black woman, a Jewish man, a Quaker, women bearing their breasts, sit around enjoying their right to do nothing.